The Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Now Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And they had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. And then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed you are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask them back again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. This is All Saints Sunday, a time of the year when we remember those who passed from us, but also I'm taking time today to call to attention those saints who are still among us. From time to time, the world is blessed with really good people. And the Congressional Medal of Honor and the Nobel Peace Prize and parades and monuments and buildings are given in honor of many of them. And from time to time, we personally are blessed to have at least met really, really good people, and we recognize them instantly. Saints, all of them. Good people, holy people, godly people. A couple of them are among us here today. The Bible asserts, and our theological confessions teach, that all people are created lovely and good by God, and all people are made right and holy by Jesus. I believe most everyone truly wants to be the kind of people God created us to be. And it is my belief that people, for the most part, really want to do what is right by God and by others. I also believe that people behave the best they can with the abilities and resources they have. People do their best. People make the best decisions with the limited gifts they have. I believe that life is fundamentally good. I believe that it is worthwhile and rewarding and right that we are to share, to encourage, to expect the best of others, to approach each day with wonder and joy. Saints have taught me that. The Scriptures witness to that. And you reinforce my beliefs. But we all know that there are things that are not right. We all know some people who do not live up to the Lord's expectations. And some days are not joyous or pleasant or good. Recent years have laid bare hidden sins, and places of privilege are no longer tenable, and racial inequities are revealed at this great discomfort to us whites. And gender diversity will no longer be closeted. Those previously marginalized will no longer be silent, and it upsets and it intrudes on our comfortable unconsciousness. And people do hateful things. Hate is a learned behavior. Racism is learned from parents and from upbringing. Fear of LGBTQ, gay, queer, trans is learned from cultural assumptions. Hate and fear are not how God created this world and its people. For all the goodness God created us to be, we still fall short of the glory of God. And even the Apostle Paul knew what was right, wanted to do what was right, desired to do what is right, and still found himself doing the very thing he did not want. And we know that there are some things in life that are not good. Tragedies strike down people. That is not God's will. Terrible storms that devastate entire cities are not acts of God. Cruelties and sufferings are not God's justice. Not all is right with the world. Not all is as it should be. Life experiences have taught me that too. The powers and principalities of this world loom large and fearful, and wars and domestic terrorism are too great for any one church, so we avert our eyes and offer thoughts and prayers. And for some, there are no days of much joy, and each day is just more grieving. These specters sent to sow despair are Satan's last desperate acts. There are powers in this world that are not godly, and there are thrones and rulers and principalities and things present that would crush faith and would cause division and distrust among us and would raise doubts in God's power. And they are mightier than any one of us. And Lord knows the fear we face. The world's problems are great, and God's church is so small. And in all the angry destruction, and in all the ugly lying and hateful slander, and in all the targeted violence, and all the abuse that money inflicts, it is critical to remember that all people are created lovely and good by God. That all people are made right and holy by Jesus. Jesus looked up at his disciples, and in these words, the Gospel of Luke describes a new kingdom of far more overwhelming and enduring than any the world would try. Jesus said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." The glorious kingdom is not billionaires and corporate titans, but the poor who have no other means. These are God's kingdom. It is a kingdom where violence and force do not have the upper hand, where enemies are embraced and evil overthrown. Love your enemies, Jesus said. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. It's not an impossible command. This command from Jesus is being worked out in our lifetime right now. My daughters and their generation have a very different view of the world than I had at their age, and they are teaching me so much. Listening to this younger generation, there is hope. There is a new vision of what the world should be. In their vision, skin tone has no bearing over character. Justice, economic justice, racial justice are very personal to this generation. Care and service are core values this new generation embraces. They want to make a difference in the world. They want this world to be a better place, and they are very much engaged in making it so. Younger people are seeking this new way, this new kingdom of God. It's being worked out right now in this generation, in our lifetime. We Christians are sent into the world to be God's instruments of God, of grace and love and reconciliation. And yet we are preceded by the Lord who is already accomplishing such grace, love, and reconciliation. The Lord is already bringing about what we feebly hope in ways surprising and unexpected. The gospel writer Luke makes a point of saying that Jesus came down and stood on a level place. A great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and Tyre and Sidon met him there. The gospel writer makes a point that the Almighty One did not go to the centers of power in Rome. The Almighty One did not send emissaries to kings. The Almighty One did not negotiate with captains of industry. The Almighty One did not make a pact with nations. The gospel writer makes a point that the Savior of the world came to a level place, even ground, where all are equal, where commoners mingle with mighty, where our identity and belonging are alongside one another. The gospel writer makes a point that God's kingdom begins with the poor and the hungry and the grieving. The gospel writer makes a point that God's kingdom has real world implications and makes a difference. Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And blessed are the hungry now, for you will be filled. It's not blessed are the poor in spirit in this gospel. It's blessed are the poor, economic poor, you know, people without power. Theirs is the kingdom of God. This is Jesus bringing about economic justice, where the powerful rich shall no longer take advantage and no longer control. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. This is Jesus confronting those messages that debase another's character, destroy reputations, divide and vilify, judge and dismiss. Harsh words of hurt and condemnation shall no longer be spoken. The divine image that is each person shall be seen, shall be honored, and we shall laugh the joy of blessed welcome. And blessed are you when people hate you and exclude you and revile you and defame you. This is Jesus bringing about social justice, bridging racial divides, recognizing common identity across cultures and religions, creating a world community where we together overcomes what is mine. Jesus did not come for the well-off and comfortable. They already have all that they are going to get. Jesus met people on a level plain, on the street, people troubled and desperate, people craving respect and wanting notice, people needing jobs, needing deliverance from addictions, needing life skills, needing social skills. Jesus came to common people, skipping the ones who already had it good. And Jesus came to change the way things are going, which means also upsetting things for we who are well off. The most unsettling thing is that Jesus expects us to follow him in this. We do not lament the ways of this world or despair for our church. This is All Saints Sunday. We confess in the Apostles' Creed the truth of the Holy Spirit manifest as the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, and the life everlasting. There is a community of saints embodying the Holy Spirit of God, a community of saints who demand making things right, a community of saints who do not buy into divisiveness and hate, but insist on honoring the person, a community of saints who stubbornly hope and stubbornly care and stubbornly open their hearts and their homes to whomever may come, a community of saints who seek beauty and wonder, who hear music through all the ugliness. God's saints circulate among us, and God's kingdom prevails. And blessed are you, for you are this kingdom. Amen.